Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to 30 Minute Reviews. I am Adam. Didn't have an episode earlier. See, and the thing is, there was some big news earlier. Joss Whedon did finally respond to the allegations levied by Ray Fisher. It took this long, but he finally responded and gave his answer to what happened. But we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, because I want to get Ray Fisher's response before I touch on it. And Ray Fisher said he wasn't going to touch on it today, because it's Martin Luther King Day. He was going to wait until tomorrow, which is another thing. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Let's talk about the Moon Knight trailer, which I'm not, you know, I'm interested in Moon Knight in so much as it is a kind of an experiment for Marvel. In a way, it's like, you know, everything we've had from Marvel so far has been a spin-off of what we already know. We know Wanda and Vision. We know we know Hawkeye. We know Bucky and Sam. We know, you know, everything in What If. For What If to work, we need to have a functioning knowledge of the Marvel Universe. So when we have this, you know, this show, this is the first time that it's not based in anything, because even the other shows that are coming this year, Miss Marvel, She-Hulk, Secret Invasion, they're all, and part two of, what's it called, part two of What If, I think also the Guardians Christmas special is this year, maybe it's next year, but, you know, all of these things are all tied in some way. Like in the trailer for She-Hulk, we see, or the teaser for She-Hulk, we see Jennifer Walters interacting with, you know, Bruce Banner. We see, you know, Miss Marvel is very heavily tied to the mythos of Captain Marvel. So, you know, it's all very tied together, and it's all very, you know, not insular, but it is very, what's I'm looking for? It is very, you know, tied in, and it's like we don't have to sit here and go too deeply on this show to understand what is going on. Moon Knight is completely different from anything we've seen before. It seems bloodier and more brutal than anything we've seen before on Disney Plus or in Marvel movies. More, not realistic per se, but more grounded. Maybe Hawkeye is more grounded, but, you know, it is, you know, tied there. I like that they're going in with the dissociative identity disorder aspect of, you know, Mark Spector and his multiple personalities. I think if there is any actor who can do that and do it well, it's going to be Oscar Isaac. He can do that. And I'm interested in his performance so far based on this. Ethan Hawke looks pretty good. This trailer does a good job of selling the show, I think. And I think debuting it during Monday Night Football was a good idea. And I think the fact that they didn't show a tie to an existing Avengers anything kind of illustrates there isn't going to be one. Because this wasn't something they put online. This wasn't something they put during an event that is meant for people who are already fans of the thing. Monday Night Football is the debut for anyone who wants to, you know, it's their broad audience, you know, pulling that in. And you know, because it's Monday night and it's their only football spot that they have in the playoffs, they put it there, Disney. So it's one of those things where it's like, if there was an Avengers tie-in to be had, and I don't think there is one, it would have been in this trailer. Because they would have been like, hey, here is who Mark Spector is going to be palling around with. Here's an Avengers character who's going to make an appearance. Now, do I think it's possible that Blade shows up? I think it's 100% in the realm of possibility that Blade shows up in this movie. I think it's 100% in the world of possibility. And it's going to be interesting to get more into the paranormal, which seems like a departure from where we've been up until this point, where Marvel Studios has been very cosmic-oriented, with Guardians, with Thor, with, you know, all of these things that happen in outer space. It's been very much oriented towards the cosmic aspect of Marvel. And this idea of going in with the paranormal, and not just, you know, doing a one-off, but making it where it's this big integral part, seems like an interesting decision that I wholeheartedly support. So I'm on board for this. I think it's going to be interesting because it's going to be one of those things where it's like, it gives them, I think that the creators of the show are going to have a lot of leeway on it to do whatever they want, because I know that there is a fan base for Moon Knight, but I don't think the fan base is particularly deep where they can work, where they're worried about pissing people off. The same way that, like, Chloe Zhao had free reign on The Eternals to do whatever she wanted, because, you know, The Eternals had, like, 10 copies over 50 years, so she was able to do whatever she wanted without much regard for, like, continuity or anything. And I think that that's something else that can happen here. So, look, I'm all for it. The trailer doesn't show too much, but it does show enough where it's got me interested. And I was always interested, but now it's kind of piqued my interest, where I kind of want to go and read some Moon Knight comics, which may not be the intent of the trailer, because obviously they're more intent on selling Disney Plus subscriptions than me using my Comixology subscription to read a Moon Knight comic. But, you know, it is certainly something that is now on my radar in a way that it wasn't really before. And I think Oscar Isaac has a good 70% to do with that. So we'll wrap up there for today, and we will have more about the unfolding situation between Ray Fisher and Joss Whedon tomorrow. So until then, have a great rest of your week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.